Yeah, look, the fuel increases cannot go ahead on the 1st of September. The government plan to increase the price of diesel by 10 cent and petrol by 9 cent, and then they plan to continue increasing it four other occasions between now and the start of December. And that's simply not acceptable. They want to push it up another 34 cent on diesel and 29 cent on petrol. And we all know what's happening at the minute. If you go to the pumps, you'll see that the prices are creeping up close to €2. So it's unacceptable that the government would be thinking that they're just going to heap more taxes, more pressure on ordinary workers and families. That's people who are trying to get to work, people who are dropping their kids to school in the next couple of weeks, people who are out working, tradespeople, business people, farmers, contractors, all under pressure as a result of government trying to take in more taxes. And it has to be stopped. And the only way it can be stopped is for a resolution to go through the Dáil. We warned the government about this in July. I brought forward an amendment that would have stopped these increases, but the government stuck their head in the sand. They said that they were going to go ahead with them, and they're going ahead with them at a time when the Dáil isn't sitting. So that's why Mary Lou McDonald has written to the Taoiseach calling on him to recall the Dáil before the 1st of September, to pass the financial resolution and to make sure that workers and families are not hit by additional taxes from the government and hit by a double whammy at the pumps.
Now, this was suggested before the Dáil broke. Are you confident that within the next 10 days that that will happen?
Look, the government have a very simple decision to make. They can listen to the people and they can act, bring forward the financial resolution, recall the Dáil and stop these planned increases that they themselves, the government themselves, want to impose on people. Or they can continue to make life harder for people who are just trying to get by. I'm very clear on which side I stand on that. I stand with ordinary workers right across the state. I've made it very clear from day one that these excise increases should not be happening, particularly at a time when these prices are going up and up. And that's what people have been seeing. Diesel has gone up 19 cent in the last month, and yet the government, away in their holidays, think it's okay that people are going to be able to tighten their belt. They're going to be able to take another 10 cent come the 1st of September and 34 cent additional on diesel before the start of December. That's simply not acceptable, because it comes on top of everything else. It comes on top of energy bills going up. It comes on top of groceries going up. It comes on top of insurance going up. It comes on top of just a life of costs rising over and over again. So this is one decision that the government can make. We can't influence or we can't determine what the barrel of oil will be internationally, but the government can determine how much taxes that it brings in on a litre of diesel and a litre of petrol. And we're one of the countries that charges the highest levels of tax in the European Union. So now is the time to stand by ordinary workers and families. Now is the time to make sure that you don't put more pressure on them. And that is why we're saying very clearly, recall the Dáil, pass the resolution and stand behind and supporting workers and families at this time of crisis in their lives.
Now, earlier today, the Enterprise Minister said that it's not been entirely ruled out that the Dáil will reconvene earlier. There's beginning to have some ruminations across social media of fuel protests starting again. Now, we remember the blockages that were caused by these and the disruption that was caused by the fuel protests before. I suppose that will surely must be on the government's mind.
Let's be clear, and I stood at the picket lines, I stood with the fuel protesters, I was on the protest myself, but nobody wants to be out protesting again. What they want is they want the government to listen to ordinary Irish people right across this state and to act, to stop taxing us to the hilt, to stop making life more difficult for people when it's challenging enough in the first instance. So the ball is firmly in the court of Micheál Martin and Simon Harris and the independents who back this government. There's a choice to be made. Sinn Féin is putting it up to the Taoiseach now. Mary Lou has written to him very clearly saying you have it within your power to recall the Dáil, to pass this financial resolution and to back workers and families at this point in time. Or you can decide to do what you've planned to do from the start of the summer, and that is to continue to heap misery, more pressure on people. And we know what that will mean. You know, when a lorry driver has to pay more at the pumps to fill their lorry, that means that the goods that they're carrying in their lorry that gets to the shop cost more when me and you have to go and buy them. So this isn't just about how much it's going to cost us at the pumps. There's a knock-on effect here for the economy. There's a knock-on effect for everything that we buy over the next while. It's going to push up the price of everything, of all goods. So that's why the government really need to act. And now we have a bit of time. There is time. There's still a number of days where this can happen. And all we need now is political will.